Welcome to American Medicine Today, presented by the Bonatti Spine Institute, featuring internationally acclaimed inventor of the Bonatti Spine Procedures, Alfred Bonatti, MD. Here are your hosts, Kimberly Bermel Bonatti, and co-host Ethan Uecker and Jeff Wagstaff.
Thank you so much for joining us on American Medicine Today. I'm Kimberly Bonatti with my friends Ethan Uecker, Jeff Wagstaff, and world-renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Alfred Bonatti. With most schools back in session, controversy over the 1619 Project and critical race theory continue to build as teachers step down and parents fight back. Well, joining us to discuss is Dr. Mary Graybar, award-winning author, whose latest book, Debunking the 1619 Project, has been called an essential read for every concerned parent. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Graybar.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we've discussed critical race theory multiple times on the show, but can you explain what the 1619 Project is?
Yes, it's a grossly distorted Marxist history that actually supports critical race theory. Mm-hmm. It presents American history as being founded as a slaveocracy on the backs of slaves whose descendants are still suffering its effects to this day. And thus it supports this perverted view of our relations today, as critical race theory does, through the lens of race, and people are categorized through their race or their ethnicity and so forth.
And so why is this an agenda they're wanting to push? Why would this be healthy to put in the minds of children?
Well, it is not healthy. It is very destructive. It's divisive. It's emotional abuse of children. The goal is a political goal. The creator of this project herself is an admirer of Fidel Castro, thinks Cuba is a great place that we should emulate. And, when she tweets out things, she retweets things from the squad, the far left of the Democratic Party. Those are her goals.
Did she ever live in Cuba?
No. Oh,
surprise.
She went on a visit, and I doubt that she talked to the average Cuban living under communist oppression.
Right. Yeah, we were actually there when he died. And there were no mass crying sessions. People were cheering. People were cheering because of his death. That speaks volumes.
Yes, it does. It does. The people who wrote the 1619 Project live charmed lives on college campuses, work on college campuses, and the media are artists or film producers or poets, and are completely divorced from that reality. And I'm sure that when Nicole Hannah Jones went there, she saw the Potemkin villages of Cuba and was given a guided tour.
Sure.
Very, very superficial.
Yes.
Well, it's just like when people, whether it's politicians or diplomats or even celebrities like a Dennis Rodman go over to North Korea.
Right.
Do you think they're talking to the people? Do you think they're hearing that what's actually going on? No, they're getting a sanitized, polished up, hey, look at how great it is here sort of display. And, I don't understand why people can't see through that. It's not real. That's not reality.
I was in Cuba with Kimberly the other day. And it's amazing to see that that city was totally destroyed, looked in shambles all over, looked like you live in a war site there. The bullet marks on the building still were there. And we're talking about 40, 50 years ago?
50 years after the revolution. Okay.
So when we start to see things like that, the people need to be really a bunch of idiots to start to think that is the way that they need to live, or that's the way that they support a system that practically is managed by parasites. Because what we're talking about in the United States, a lot about racism, and we talk a lot about slavery. If somebody will go to Cuba and start to live there for around maybe a month or so, that's a slavery. You cannot talk. You cannot make any expression. The people that I try to speak with, they say, no, we cannot talk about that. And that is constantly all over the city. They don't have food. They don't have any advances that they have in our world.
Well, there's a reason why you guys came back, Doc.
quickly.
Well,
quickly.
Very fast, yes. And in a week, we were back.
Right. Imagine, if you will, though, if things change in Cuba and the people's voice is heard and it becomes a free nation. Imagine how different things will be. There'll be investment. It will become the jewel of the Caribbean. All it requires is for the people to step up, demand their freedom, have a democratic government. And I think that the entire world will invest in this incredible gem that is Cuba. We just need freedom.
I know your book isn't about Cuba per se, right. But you know, it's just the distorted view that some of these Marxist leftist morons have, where they think it's good in places that it's not. Yes. Tell us a little more about your book in the remaining time.
Okay. Yeah. All the debunking the 1619 Project. What I do is I just expose the lies and the omissions that are in this curriculum that is being distributed to over 4,500 schools, used in classrooms. You know, what the 1619 Project presents is that slavery was the exclusive practice of white Europeans who went into Africa and kidnapped the slaves from the interior, which is completely false, that it presents slavery in America in isolation as if it had never been practiced anywhere else on the planet. And I go into detail about the practices across the world. And so I'm hoping to offer a counterpoint for students and parents and teachers and citizens to fight against the 1619 Project.
And are they listening?
Yes, I've been heartened by seeing these parents going to school board meetings fighting this. I saw this when I was teaching college, within the campus, and I had a hard time getting the public to understand what was going on 10 or 20 years ago. So this has reached a breaking point. And I'm hoping my book, Debunking the 1619 Project, will be a resource for people who can counter the claims of these elites. And they are elites, like Nicole Hannah Jones and the educrats and the administrators and the teachers who are pushing this on kids and on high school and college students.
Yes, and bullying has happened as a result of these teachings. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we're out of time, but thank you so much, Dr. Mary Graybar, for being on the program.
Thanks, doctor.
Take great care. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for watching American Medicine Today. Make sure you stay tuned. Coming up after the break, a story of recovery.